And we welcome you back to the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Volleyball Athlete of the Week. This week, I am joined by Hillcrest Academy's Mia Graber. Mia, congratulations. Thanks for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Mia, the first couple weeks of the season are in the books, and you had a pretty productive one from an individual standpoint. Fortunately, the team still looking for a win, but individually been pretty solid, 30 kills, 81 digs. Let's start defensively there. 81 digs, that's quite a bit to start the year. So what type of role have you taken on defensively for this team?
I would say since we lost, obviously, some main people last year, our main libero, and we don't really have a lot of people returning with experience, I knew that in the back row, I really had to step up my game playing middle back. So I've just kind of tried to take a leadership in the back row when I'm back there and help us get some more digs up so we can get some good hits.
Mm-hmm. Then offensively, led the team with 30 kills as well. So what have you taken as a role offensively for the squad as well?
Like I said earlier, we don't have a lot of people returning, and since I'm a senior, I really knew I needed to step up this year and help the team. And I stepped into a new position as middle that I haven't played for a couple of years, so just trying to do my best there with all the changes happening around us.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this team, as I mentioned, still looking for the wins to pile up, but I know talking with a coach that the effort is definitely there. What can this team take away from the first couple weeks, and what are you looking to improve on moving forward?
I think this team can take away that we will win some games and that we're pretty young and just not experienced, and we're still trying to figure out new positions, new rotations, new lineups all the time. And I think we can look back, and we've had some pretty close games that we could have won, and I think we can take it forward knowing that we will win some games in the future, and that once we improve on some small mental details and just little details here and there, we'll do good.
And you're under direction of first-year head coach Tana Buschert. So far, what have you liked from coach, and what has she brought to the Ravens?
Tana has brought us so much. She's been such a good presence to have this year. She's so positive. She really helps everyone, really helping everyone improve on their game and helping us know what we need to do better. And she really is just a great first-year head coach so far.
Mm-hmm. Looking back from last year to this year, what part of your game do you think has improved the most?
I would say my passing has probably improved the most from last year. Like I said, I knew I needed to take up a bigger role in the back row. So that was something that I kind of focused on during practice, mm-hmm. just trying to improve my passing.
Awesome. Well, let's get outside of volleyball for a little bit. I know you're a multi-sport athlete at Hillcrest Academy. So why don't you say all the sports you're involved in and give me your favorite sport.
I do volleyball, basketball, and softball, and volleyball is my favorite.
Okay. And is there one thing that you can pinpoint of why it is your favorite, or what do you enjoy about volleyball so much?
I've just been playing it for the longest, and I just love the team. I just have loved playing with my team for these past few years, and I don't even know why it's my favorite. I just always have loved it since I was little.
Mm-hmm. Well, as everyone knows, used to be Iowa Mennonite School. You being a senior, you were both involved with IMS and now Hillcrest Academy. So what do you think of the new school name and being a Raven?
It was a change, obviously, but it's really kind of exciting to have to say go Ravens in our huddle. And it's mm-hmm. pretty new, but it's been really fun so far, and it's been a nice change.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that opening night when they revealed the school name and what the mascot would be, I'm sure that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, it was really exciting to see everyone in the community there, everyone there from school, and realizing that this is our reality now. And it was a pretty cool experience to witness.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure showing up to school now, you look up, oh, it's not IMS, it's Hillcrest Academy. Just seeing all the signage around the school is pretty cool as well.
Yeah, it's definitely still kind of an adjustment. We always like say IMS, oh, Hillcrest. Everyone always does that all the time. But yeah, it's really nice to see some different things. We got new jerseys, obviously. We got some new apparel. So it's nice to see everything changing around me.
Mm-hmm. A couple fun questions here for you, Mia. Just kind of rapid fire. We'll just go down the list. Do you have a volleyball role model?
I would say my volleyball role model is, Can I skip this one?
Yeah, sure.
I can't think of on the spot.
No problem. Do you have a go-to pregame meal?
A go-to pregame meal. I always, we have team meals, and usually it's pasta or tacos or something. It's always something really good, so I always look forward to those.
Yes. Do you have a pregame superstition?
Oh, I always have to put on my right ankle brace and shoe before I do my other leg. I just always do that.
Hey, yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Well, looking at our sponsor here, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. So how do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
We usually always listen to music in the locker room, and then we go upstairs and warm up our arms, and then we do some hitting lines, and then we end with serving. So we usually do that before every single game.
Good stuff. Well, Mia, thanks for coming on here today. Congratulations, and best of luck moving forward.
Thank you so much.